We're joined now by Knoxville baseball coach Turner DeVore on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Carveless. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, a busy week, a weird week. You almost said season, but it almost seems like a full season in a week's time here.
Yeah, no, it's been a crazy week, especially with weather and having to be on the road all week. And yeah, it's been a long, the whole season just feels like it's been an odd one that we haven't had in a long time, and a bunch of games here in a row, and just trying to survive and finish out the week.
Well, it began, seems like a long time ago. You had a doubleheader with Eddyville. It turned into a single game, won the first game, didn't get to the second game. And then had a close call with Grinnell. Let's talk about that Grinnell game, because it was 2-0, and you used a bullpen session that you almost worked for you.
Yeah, I mean, played pretty well up there, and just had some walks and more walks than we wanted to, really. But it's kind of been the story on Tuesday and Thursday of the same type of thing. You know, only give up 2 hits, you should probably win the game. And pitching was really, really well. We played pretty well defensively as well. Just, you know, couldn't get the timely hits and just struggled. I think this week we've been really more defensive than we have been offensive at the plate. And makes it really hard to hit when you're in an 0-2 count or behind the count all the time. So that's something we talked about. But went up there against a, you know, preseason ranked Grinnell team who's had some struggles due to injuries and things like that. But, you know, gave ourselves a chance late in the game, and, you know, just bats have not been there a whole lot this week. So
as you look through this week, you mentioned, being more on the defensive side while you're at the plate. Is that kind of what's been this week? Maybe, the long week, or is it just, okay, let's refocus here as we get towards the end of the regular season?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, we felt like we turned a corner the previous week, and then this week has just kind of been a little bit more of a struggle. I mean, we faced some good arms that, I mean, the kid from Grinnell was pretty good. I mean, he mixed it really well, and when you have kids like that, you have to be ready when he gives you that fastball. And we knew, I mean, we always check the kid's stats on Bound if we don't know a ton about him, and we knew that he was going to be around the zone, and it was like, I don't know, he just waiting for a walk or, those type of things, or just go up there and swing the bats and see what happens. You know, you get your pitch and hit it hard, and, then they got to at least make a play. And so it's just trying to figure out what's, you know, sometimes being in the head of a teenager, number one, you don't want to be there, but two, sometimes you just don't necessarily know what they're thinking when they go up to play. You can give them all the information, but you still don't know what they're really thinking when they step up to the plate, and that's a really tough thing. And there's times we've been better, and just this week we've kind of fallen back into early season mode.
Talking to Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach on KNIA Carveless on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. Up until this week, and we talked about this preseason, that maybe you will have some struggles early on, and you did. But then, midseason, you were that team that I think a lot of people thought, okay, I don't know if I want to see this Knoxville team, in late June, early July on my schedule.
Yeah, I mean, really, pitching's been really good, and for the most part, our defense has been really good, and thought the hitting was coming around, and we faced some pretty decent arms too. I mean, there's been people, and on a day-to-day basis, it makes it tough when you see somebody that's, maybe around 80 miles an hour, and then you see somebody that's 70 miles an hour. It takes a little bit of adjustment. So, we still feel pretty good about, I mean, it's almost the part that's frustrating is, the potential that the team has, and sometimes you got to take a step back and look. Breyer has struggled a little bit, but he missed 3 weeks of the season, and trying to get him back into, his mode at the plate, and some of these other guys are getting opportunities that probably aren't necessarily ready, but, we're just trying to figure some things out. And I think that's been the most frustrating part is, if we can figure out how to get 6, 7, 8 hits every night and be consistent and you string them together, those are what's going to win you game. I mean, last night against Davis County, we only gave up 3 hits. We only had 5, but they got 1 with 2 guys on base, and that was the difference. And that's baseball, too. Sometimes you hit it hard, and sometimes you hit it where they're not.
As you look forward to next week, and I know as we're sitting here, you have that doubleheader with Sheraton that occurred on Friday. As you look forward to next week, you hopefully finish out conference play. Albia, you got a Clark, you got I think the Eddyville game that you have that you might need to make up, plus some non-conference games. What do you want to see from your team in the final week and a half of the regular season?
Number one, we want to get healthy. You know, we're dealing with a couple things. We need to get healthy before we play at Des Moines Christian on the 11th. But I think just being consistent, we got to figure out how to put through all 3 phases together. Seems like there's games where we get 2 out of the 3 or 1 out of the 3, and we need to be more consistent with all phases throughout the game. And if we do that, I think we got a chance to, you know, at least be competitive and maybe win a district game, or, you know, maybe, you know, give some teams, you know, get a bunch of wins. We were hoping to try to get to 20 wins this year. We still got that opportunity. So just being consistent in all 3 phases. If we do that, we got some, I feel really good about our team.
You brought up the sub-state game, Des Moines Christian. Of course, that's kind of a local connection with Derek Flack as a former Panther coaching that team. Obviously, they're good. They're very good. They are right behind Pleasantville in the West Central Conference. You know, what do you kind of see in that sub-state as, you know, what, you know, how the setup drew out for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird sub-state with, you know, the geographic part of it. But, you know, I've coached against Coach Flack multiple times when I was at Central Decatur. He's always going to have a really good team that is going to be very good in all 3 phases. And as they continue to grow, they have even more athletes. And so I know they're dealing with some things as well, too. I know the Andrews kid's out with an elbow issue, and I think their catcher got hurt last week as well, too. So they're kind of dealing with maybe some of the same things that we've dealt with this year. And but they're going to be really solid still. I mean, they swing it really well, and they're going to pitch it well as well, too. And they play in a tough conference, and they play good non-conference teams. So, you know, them getting the 4 seed at 15-4, I don't know if that's a reflection on that conference or what, but I was kind of surprised that they got that 4 seed with their record and a couple losses to Pleasantville, who's, you know, highly ranked in 2A as well, too. And then, you know, Seidel's on the top, who's got a bunch of arms that we saw last year. I don't think there's anything out of the question of, you know, if you play well and you get some timely hits and you're consistent, but I don't see it's out of the question of, you know, competing against any of the teams in the district. We got to do what we have to do and not worry about everything else, but we're gonna have to come ready to play every night for every pitch, every inning. And we can't take any plays off if we're going to want to compete.
And got to ask, I didn't bring it up last week because we had so much to talk about, but milestone victory for you. I know you don't count wins. You're not that kind of a person, but, you know, nice to join the 200 win club in your career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's something special to, you know, just reflect back on, you know, pretty special win to have it happen at the Field of Dreams on a walk-off home run. And you know, it just makes you think that I've been doing it that long to be able to achieve 200 wins. And you think about just all the kids and that have worked hard for me and listened and been super coachable. And it's just something special to share with the coaching staff that I have this year. And in previous years, I've had a lot of really good assistant coaches. And it's fun to get to that point and be like, man, I've been doing it long enough to be able to achieve that. And, you know, just think about some of the special wins I've had in my career, and it goes back to just all the kids. So, yeah, it's fun to be able to achieve something like that. And hopefully we can get a bunch more in my time in Knoxville.
All right. Best luck to you this next week, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Derek.
That's Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach. Back after this on KNIA Care of Less.